This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. History is sometimes written in places most of us would never think to look, like, say, the flank of a steer. But Ernie Ungaro, a lifelong cattleman in Marin and Sonoma counties, knows that livestock carry with them a record of their home and ownership in the form of their brand. Out of that knowledge, plus an itch of curiosity and a lot of research, he has compiled and self-published a plain-spoken book, Brands of California, Sonoma and Marin, that catalogs all of them.
I was always interested in brands and the people that had the brands and how old the brands were.
But the notion of directing that interest into a book grew out of his observations of change in the rural ranch lands of western Marin and Sonoma counties.
I used to go the back roads to Ranch and Acacia and out that way, and the dairies, they were gradually disappearing. And when the dairies disappear or the ranchers disappear, that's the end of their brand. And some of the brands that are in this book are 100 years old.
Researching their origins took Ernie back to some very early records.
The mission days, the brand registry was at the missions. And some of the brands that I got in the book were done through the mission, San Rafael and also Sonoma.
Ungaro's research also found ties to some well-known historical names in our region.
I did some research out in Point Reyes at the National Seashore and found that there was a lot of famous people that had dairies and ranches out in that area in the 1800s. One was Paul Revere's nephew. So you run across people like that that is real interesting.
Where do brands come from? Often they are derived from the name of the ranch where the cattle are raised. But their origins may have many sources.
You can use a combination of numbers and letters. You can use a diamond shape, a box shape. There's a rafter brand. Whatever you can imagine that is not too elaborate.
Branding has a long history, one that can be traced back to ancient Egypt. But Ungaro says there are good reasons why it remains an active practice today.
Because of theft, and also if you have a diseased animal, a brand can be traced back to the original owner. A brand is not going to wash off. So it's a way of not only helping the owner, but it helps law enforcement. It helps disease control, everything.
At the same time, branding is not immune to technological change.
There's different ways of branding now. They come up with the freeze brand, which is a real nice brand that you use with liquid nitrogen, and it just discolors the hair follicles, especially on Black Angus or some cattle like that.
In addition to its brief history of the practice of branding, Ungaro's book contains a thorough listing of 681 brands from the two counties, 80% of them registered in Sonoma County, and that includes Ernie's own, the Circle E.
My dad's name was also Ernie, so the E was for Ernie, and actually my grandfather came up with this idea, and the Circle was for Ungaro's.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.